everyone. Small episode.
Does small mean that it's quiet? Is that, what are we doing?
The smaller you are, the quieter you are.
But I feel like you're not whispering. It's you like just you sound can't... far away.
Oh. All right, let's start again.
Okay.
Small, so far away.
Tiny episode. It is such a small episode. Instead of talking like this whole episode, I could just like edit it.
We're going to pan the camera in so everyone can use this to talk to us like a normal person.
Wow, okay, awesome. That's so much better.
Yeah, that was, yep.
Thank you.
So this week's episode question.
Shut up.
To follow up on our last episode's topic, which I think was incredible, this one is best summertime snack for littles.
Okay. It's cucumber sandwiches. Sorry. I don't make the rules. I don't make the laws.
How very English of you.
You know it's cucumber sandwiches. You know it is.
The answer is obviously cookies.
It's summertime snack. The cookies are going to melt. It's going to get all bad.
Doesn't matter.
If they're dry.
Doesn't matter.
They're not refreshing.
Doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
Cookies are always the best snack.
You love
cucumber. They're the best snack option.
You love cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
Still cookies?
Cookies. Cookies are, it's a universal staple. You can try to amend. You put a little tagline at the beginning of, you want to divide up favorite snack. You want to say blank favorite snack. You can say summertime favorite snack.
Yeah.
You can say Wednesday's favorite snack.
It's still, you can say
hospital favorite snack. It doesn't matter.
You're always going to say cookies.
You can put any qualifier there and it will always be chocolate chip cookies, obviously.
All right, fine. I obviously can't convince you. You will perish on this hill. You're the one who made me like cucumber sandwiches in the first place.
Yeah.
But still cookies.
Yeah. All right, so actually, if I had to choose the second one,
yeah,
second favorite summertime snack other than cookies.
Yeah.
Whew, I really don't like fruit. The ones posited by this questioner were things like watermelon. That's their favorite.
I don't understand enjoying watermelon.
They say it tastes like candy.
No,
you can eat it with your fingers or a fork.
Watermelon?
And it keeps you hydrated.
Watermelon is the LaCroix of fruit. It tastes like it was next to a fruit. Like a good fruit, sure. It was next to a good fruit in the supermarket for like 6 months.
The least flavorful fruit I've ever had. Which honestly is a huge perk to me because I don't really care for fruit.
I could just drink a LaCroix though without getting my hands all like wet and
well,
weird.
You can have watermelon with a fork apparently.
Who has watermelon with a fork?
Apparently.
Then you have to do dishes? You could just... No.
You're thinking of this all wrong. Plastic forks, Chloe.
I don't support watermelon as a person. I'm sorry, person who posited this question.
Wow, the question wasn't let's diss on watermelon. what are your personal opinions of watermelon? How do you feel about watermelon? Do you have any trauma surrounding watermelon? That wasn't the question. The question was favorite little snack.
It's not
in
watermelon.
In the summertime.
Okay. Besides cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got like quite an affinity for oranges or grapes or something, like oranges. We'd be playing like soccer and it'd be halftime and I'd go to town on some oranges. My tummy would hurt when I got back on that field.
Awful.
If this question wasn't dunk on Chloe's favorite one either.
All right. If it wasn't cookies, I think for me it'd be cucumber sandwiches.
I know it would.
What?
Of course it would.
How do you know? Okay. You look so upset. So I'm just going to end this now. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us.
We'll be
back doing more of these as we do.
Hopefully a less divisive one. And with less feuds with each other and with strangers who ask us questions on the internet.
Please don't let this discourage you from asking us questions.
I promise
not to destroy your personal opinions, at least in the next one.
The next one, I won't destroy anyone's personal opinions, and I am sorry. You're allowed to like watermelon. It's okay to be wrong sometimes. I hope that's the takeaway.
Wow. That's the takeaway, everyone. It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
No, I'm kidding. Watermelon's great. You can like whatever you like. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.